Iraqi migrant deported from Denmark for the 17th time. By Chris Tomlinson on January 17, 2021. A 30-year-old Iraqi migrant with Swedish citizenship has been deported from Denmark for the 17th time after coming to the country consistently for drug deals. The 30-year-old Iraqi man was arrested earlier this week, and police have demanded that not only he be deported from the country but that he should be banned from Denmark for life. The arrest and deportation is the 17th time the Iraqi has been ordered to leave the country. He told officers that he comes back time and time again because illegal drugs are easier to purchase in Denmark compared to Sweden, where he is a citizen, Ekstrabladet reports. According to the newspaper, the man had been arrested last year in October and had presented a fake Italian driving license to police as his identification. In one instance, the man came to Denmark the same day he had been released from a Swedish prison, exploiting the European Union's borderless Schengen regime. In April of 2018, the man was sentenced to 8 months in prison in Denmark, deported, and given a six-year entry ban. Just months later, he was sentenced to 15 months in prison and the entry ban was increased to 12 years. The Iraqi is also accused of assaulting four officers while in Vestre prison, which he has denied. The issue of migrants re-entering countries after being deported has been a problem for years in several European Union nations, such as Germany, where in 2019 it was revealed that thousands of migrants had returned to the country after deportation, some of them multiple times. The total number of migrants returning after deportation was listed as 28,283 since 2012. Almost 5,000 of the total number were migrants who had previously been denied asylum. In the United Kingdom, deported criminal migrants have allegedly been using European Union-era law and human rights laws to stay in the country. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.